So here it covers various constituents and tells you how to read that. So I'll start with competition in the industry. Since eateries are a competitive market, so Starbucks, so this is a continuation of the Starbucks. Since eateries are a very competitive market, Starbucks faces many new entrants periodically, like McDonald's has started that, this thing. And as the entry and exit barriers for competitors are very minimal. So anybody can enter, anybody can exit at any time. Okay. So here, what is it? High threat, moderate to high threat. Potential for a new entrant into the industry. Okay. New entrants may use lower pricing. Easy to enter. Market entry is easy. Now they make you difficult by doing a pricing which is lower pricing. Okay. They have a lean and trim organization. So their overheads are also less. So here the threat is defined as moderate threat. A power of supplier. Starbucks has a very interesting and multifaceted relationship with the supplier. So moderate threat. So here the threat is moderate. Buyers have a strong influence because high competition and choice and price sensitivity. So here it is defined as a moderate to low threat. Means, however, the buyers are loyal. So therefore it is said moderate to low threat. And then threat of substitution. There is a large pool of substitute products that the Starbucks faces, okay, and wide varieties of beverages, non-coffee also available. So consumers have many coffee variants, many non-coffee variants. So here also the risk is moderate to high. So this is how you do your industry analysis, and this will then enable you to take your strategies and tactics. Now we are understanding another technique called organizational storytelling. Now remember, we are studying a subject of the client and account planner on the other end. So this technique is from the point of view of how account planner using that organizational storytelling can understand client better. It is not that he has to really get in doing it. He can encourage client to do that and provide him. That depends on the trust and ability both. Here it starts with the employee and all the people, okay, who are told to express themselves, which will enable to create a change, build culture, etc., disseminate learning and capture the knowledge. So taking employee as a cue, okay, stories built around them will set for you if you want to bring a change, or will set for you the cultural development, etc., or learning passing, etc., and garner the different knowledge individuals have streamed into one kind of a pond, so to say. The client and employee enjoy the process of sharing their experiences about the organization, and this helps in account planner to understand the client better. So one way is to hear people express themselves about the organization. That will help the account planner to understand the client. So at pictorially, client is the main character. So who is playing that role? Client. Employee is the artist who represents the client. The account planner is the listener, means he is watching or listening the story. Okay. The strength, the weakness, upon the threats are necessary and important angles to the story. So it's like a SWOT analysis still helps you to develop a sound organizational story, where you use this ST. Strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat to develop your story, but represented in a story manner. So what I'm trying to help you with is, in an organization in particular, storytelling has been identified. What does this mean? So it's a means to achieve what? Share norms and values. You express what organization stands for, the organization's values, etc. Trust and commitment. Okay, so it will bring more trust and more commitment both from people and other stakeholders. Tactical knowledge can be shared, facilitates unlearning. When stories are told, certain taboos, certain myths gets broken. So that will help you to unlearn and generate emotional connect. When stories are expressed and it touches you, your heart and mind, you will get emotionally connected. So what I will be now taking is a brief overview of this component, design component. So let's understand this framework, pyramid framework. It starts with the base, which is a foundation. Foundation stands for authenticity. Here, complete trust and belief in everyone who's telling a story should be there, so that authentic things come out. Then comes the second layer, which is of capabilities. Where do you have to have a capabilities to develop a sound organizational story? So you have to have a fluency in engaging emotions and intellect. So here, ability to represent translates your emotion and intellect into a conversation. Crafting the story. How do you craft your emotions and intellects into a worthy statements or a story? And how do you use technology to really generate and transmit your story? So that's the capabilities. The third layer of the pyramid is general business objective. So why are you developing this story? Where in essence is to build the trust. How do you do that? The story should be very informative, story should be persuasive, and story should be inspiring. So that's the third layer. And last layer, strategic business objective. It should ultimately link with your SBO, strategic business objective. Then only the story makes a sense. Then only the account plan will be able to call out what he is supposed to know about your client, about the client, and what is that he's finally stands for. That is the business objective that he is driving. So then basic perspective about storytelling means it says that this is a technique which uses your right brain connected with the emotions and intellect, wherein the storyteller, he visualizes himself either narrating the story or visualizes a picture, or he is able to communicate in a way that is like his evolving life, or you know, first person account, etc., or multi-person account. This is how they represent. Listener will be able to build a picture, okay, and he will therefore get very enthusiastic involvement, etc. And therefore, storyteller is a part of the process, where even listener is a part of the process, and therefore it's a very powerful medium both to convey and help your organization being understood by others, here especially the account planner. What I am now showing you and discussing is very critical. This slide is critical from understanding of the organizational storytelling. Vivid, memorable way to pass on an organizational history, values and vision. So it's a unique way, a very, very emotive, very, very emotional, very vivid, how creatively you can represent. There is no boundary to it. So this medium is powerful from that perspective. It's a tool which can not only help you to share knowledge, persuade, but also create inspiration. Inspiration among employees, inspiration among stakeholders, agency also gets that. Detailed narrative of past message, management actions, employee interactions, organizational events that communicated informally within organizations. So this builds into the narrative of past, action of the past, will define likely narrative for the future, a narrative form that most employees as a people find interesting and attractive. Everybody gets involved. He leaves his skin, which is his hierarchy, that I am a creative or I am an account planner. He leaves, then listens to the story. So he understands the organizations without the skin. He is like as if he's part of the organization. It can help to communicate a leader vision. How leader is visualizing, how leader is forcing the future, and therefore it can invoke commitment. When leader is able to communicate in a very interesting manner, what will come is a commitment, collectiveness. So people will come together also, not only individual commitment, collective commitment will come. People will work for the purpose. So that drives all the organization action. So the momentum comes. It can enable people to find patterns in their lives. After organizations, this thing has been set for himself. Employee or the stakeholders will try to connect with their life, and then they will try to create their own self-knowledge. They will create their own way to interact with you, etc. They will become your word of mouth, and that's how they will also start believing in you, your organization. This really also helps account planner. So what we are trying to now understand, when you do the storytelling, what it says is an evaluation process. This is also a slight important, those points. It's an evaluation process, something that you use that has happened with you in the past as an organization, and you try to narrate it, forces planners to think through their recommendation and helps build support. So when you represent, you are very cautious, you are very, very clear as to what you are communicating, and that communication will bring, as we said earlier, collective support. It provides both a method and a forum for the team to think through. So while before storytelling, the team will have to think through, okay, the changes necessary to facilitate. They will have to know that this is a problem that we are encountering. So how do you weave that in your storytelling so that the message goes to the right person and you can see that change happening, okay? Resistance to change can be overcome. If person gets emotionally connected, he will accept what change you expect from him, and therefore he will self-drive. So how does this has to happen? When you are into the storytelling, you want to create a story for your organization, what do you have to do that? So be concrete and tell about real people. So you have to be true to yourself and true to people. It's a people, organization has to be represented more as a people story, not like as a, you know, non-living entity. Describe real events and actions. So you have to connect with what has happened in the past and action, and that the result thereof. Be set in a time and place which the listeners can recognize and with which the identity can be established. So even you have to find a time to convey the story to the listeners so that they are in the right frame to take it. Connect to the organization's philosophy and culture. Overall, this thing is always focused on seeing that the organization core value, philosophy and cultural perspective is not compromised. So that's what the crux of this 4 point is, the crux of how to develop an organization story. Story will have, how this will help the account planner. So now we are coming to the linkage of this technique with the account planner. He will understand the client better, will include research analysis and consumer insight. Client, before telling the story, himself has to have understanding about who their consumers are, their behavioral patterns are, how they went about those insights, how they tap that as an opportunity, etc. Stories will lead to the new product development, operations and advertising. So many times story when narrated, account planner is able to see that opportunity, whether this organization is always a risk-taking or very protective, whether this organization is innovative, so he has an innovative solution will get accepted. So account planner tries to see what is he or what can he do with this organization. The account planner has to be a consumer advocate and requires storytelling objectively and with passion. So here account planner also has to tell his story. So when he listens to the organization story, as a listener, he has to give it back, wherein he is more like a advocate of the consumer. The account planner can tell stories that presents the idea effectively. So now here is the account planner becomes a storyteller, but he is a storyteller for the consumer side. As an advocate, he has to present story that is both written well, ideated well, so that it can be presented well, and consensus will emerge. Client will know what you are trying to tell him, what you want client to take action upon. Now these are the few four another technique of this is like other than organizational storytelling, but they have some relevance to it. They are kind of centered around, you can say, the modeling, simulations, codified resources and symbolic objects. Very briefly I'll give you the perspective. What is modeling? Modeling is your sharing of knowledge and experience through exposure to both conscious and unconscious behavior of others, particularly the experts. Here, a kind of a structured approach to unwind and tell your subconscious mind also has been done. Examples of modeling includes mentoring, where somebody will mentor, apprenticeship, symbolic conduct and specific demonstrations and opportunity for observations. You set in model to tap the opportunity? How do you objectively listen to the or see the customers at your retail point, etc.? So we'll get into that kind of a structure. Simulations. Simulation is what? A real life situation created elsewhere in a controlled environment. So that's a simulation. So how does it benefit? Example of simulation includes case studies, role plays, situation response, etc. And that will lead to you getting a constructive understanding about the customer, the client. So to say, the codified resource, sharing of knowledge through reference to formal, systematic and structured resource. So it's a formal, systematic means laid down very well and structured. So there is a way it has been represented. So examples are standard operating process manuals, etc., or instruction manuals, memo-based approach, etc. These are all codified resources. And symbolic objectives, they are a representative, they are catalyst. So sharing knowledge through access and exposure to image, diagram, infographics, etc. This is the way the symbolic objectives or the storytelling happens. Example includes map of a city or a peace sign, logos, many ways. So they are the representative things to convey the same meaning. So that's what the symbolic objects. Now, how does this get used? How this other than organizational storytelling techniques can be used? As you see that the columns are represented or representing this other than techniques. And on the left hand side, typical knowledge sharing goals. When the knowledge sharing has to happen, what are the goals you try to see? So conveying norms and values. So yes, storytelling will help, modeling will help, simulation will help, but not the codified resource or not the symbolic objective. Building trust and commitment. It is mentioning that the first three technique will work, not the last two. Sharing technique knowledge. Again, the number of asterisks suggests the power. So two indicates storytelling as a limited possibility, but yes, modeling is a powerful possibility to exchange technical knowledge. So likewise, facilitating unlearning change. So storytelling with moderately better, but modeling and simulation can help you to unlearn. So that's what. Generating emotional connect, communicating rules and others. So this is how you frame and decide which model is appropriate for you to understand client and then work with the client so that he participates and he gives you a better understanding about himself. So now we sum up this chapter, the client, from the account planner perspective. What it says, account planning needs to be needs the planner to listen to the as accurately possible to the client. So client is his starting point, and to understand client is very critical. There are various ways that can be done. SWOT analysis, organization storytelling, situation analysis, all is done to see that you understand client, you understand the competitiveness faced by the client, you understand the product situations, you understand the consumer side, all to get a better perspective of client understanding improved. Exceedingly valuable and involves identifying strengths, weakness. So the client understanding through situation analysis, through that SWOT analysis, is far more revealing you more about your client and their market conditions, their competitive pressure, etc. So all this, there we saw that parallel framework linked to say SWOT, like Porter 5 Forces, VRIO. So those kind of another tools helps you to really unpack understanding about your client, and you get a clear understanding. And client understanding is a first step in account planning. Only when you understand your client, rest you will be able to do well with your client. We will be learning those rest of the part in subsequent chapters. Thank you, friends.